The month of May is a beautiful time every year when the weather finally becomes nice after a long, cold winter. Lent is over by the time May begins, and we are in the joyful season of Easter time, and we don't have to fast anymore. But one of the most beautiful things about this month is the devotion we show to Our Lady, and the way this month is especially consecrated to Our Lady. And every year in May, I like to read a book by St. Alphonsus about Our Lady. St. Alphonsus had a very great and childlike devotion to our Blessed Mother. And every word that he wrote about her was filled not only with the greatest learning and holiness, but with the greatest love. He had a very deep understanding of Our Lady's sanctity and her power and her love for us too. He says in his book that we have so many reasons for loving Our Lady that if she were praised continuously throughout the whole world, and if every sermon we heard was only about her, and if every human being gave their life for her honor, it would be very little in comparison with the real amount of gratitude and homage that we owe to her because of how she takes care of us. In fact, Our Lady has such a great love for mankind that she even tries to help the greatest sinners that have just a little bit of devotion to her. There's a holy man who is given the rank of blessed by the church, Blessed Raymond Giordano, who used to call himself the fool out of his great humility. He had a great love for Our Lady too, and he used to say that Our Lady doesn't know how to do otherwise than to love those who love her. And she serves those who serve her. He says that if anyone who loves Our Lady is a sinner, she uses all of her power to obtain that person the forgiveness of his sins from her Son. Her mercy and kindness are so great that no one should ever fear to cast himself at her feet, no matter how serious his sins may be. Because Our Lady can never cast anyone away who comes to her. In fact, he says that she intercedes with her Son, Jesus, in a similar way that our Lord intercedes with us, or intercedes for us with his Father, in order to ask for our salvation and to ask for graces to keep us on the path of virtue. St. Alphonsus goes on to say that if there is anyone who is a great sinner, if he has confidence in Our Lady's power, but if he is fearful of whether she will still have compassion on him or is afraid that she won't want to help him because his sins are too great, he should not have this concern. He says that anyone with these concerns should think about the words of St. Bonaventure. St. Bonaventure says, "What good would this great power be that Our Lady has if she didn't care to help us?" And he answers this question by saying, "No, let us not doubt, but rather be certain about her love and desire to save us." He says that just as Our Lady is vastly, unimaginably more holy and pleasing to God than any of the other saints, to that same extent, is she that much more full of love and concern for us than any other saint is either. And Saint Germanus says that after our Lord himself, there is nobody who is as concerned for our welfare as our Blessed Mother. Saint Germanus says, "Who defends us in the temptations that attack us? Who protects us in these trials? Who protects sinners and fights on their behalf the way Our Lady does?" He says that her care of us is more powerful and loving than we can even imagine. In fact, Our Lady takes care of even the greatest sinners by trying to bring them to true sorrows so they can be forgiven. And she loves to be called the advocate of sinners. She said once to a very holy sister, she said, after the title of Mother of God, my favorite title is being called the advocate of sinners. So if we have a problem or some habit of sin that we can't seem to overcome, this gives us some good advice. This tells us that we should go to the advocate of sinners. Who is more able or powerful or willing to help us than Our Lady is? We should go to her with confidence and love, and at the same time with determination to give up our sins. There's another saint, blessed Amadeus, who says, our Queen is constantly before the Divine Majesty, interceding with us, or interceding for us with her most powerful prayers. He says, she knows our miseries and needs. She cannot do otherwise than have compassion on us. He says she's always trying to help us like a good mother. And St. Alphonsus quotes another great doctor of the church, St. Bonaventure, that I mentioned just now, who was a medieval theologian and a great Marian saint himself. St. Alphonsus says that St. Bonaventure thought about the great love and zeal with which Our Lady intercedes with us before God, and how she is constantly asking God to forgive us our sins and give us grace and save us from danger and relieve our wants. And St. Bonaventure addresses Our Lady by saying, we know that we have only one person in heaven who is concerned about us. Not meaning that she is literally the only person in heaven that cares about us, but what he means is that her love and concern for us are so great that they are so much greater than that of any of the other saints, so that it's almost like she might as well be the only one who is taking care of us. St. Germanus again makes a beautiful statement about Our Lady, that she is never weary of defending us. She never ceases praying for us and loving us, no matter how evil we might be. She's constantly trying to bring us to the state of grace, and from the state of grace to a high level of perfection. And he says that Our Lady never considers that she has done enough for us. She's always trying to do more, always trying to bring us closer to God. Just think how unfortunate we would be if we didn't have someone as powerful and loving and compassionate as she is interceding for us. St. Bonaventure makes an interesting comparison with Our Lady. He compares her to a woman in a story in the Book of Kings in the Old Testament. This was in the time of King David. King David became very angry at a man named Nabal who had insulted him. And David was about to punish this man with great anger. What he had done was very wrong. But Nabal's wife, Abigail, came to David and was able to appease his anger and to get him to forgive Nabal. And later on, when David calmed down, he actually thanked Abigail for getting him to exercise mercy against Nabal instead of just punishing him out of anger. He realized that he did the right thing. St. Bonaventure says this is exactly what Our Lady does in heaven. She is always trying to appease the wrath of God against the sinners of this world. And by her intercession, she gets God to show them mercy. And God himself is pleased by her intercession because she saves people from hell. Now, someone might wonder, doesn't our Lord do all of these things for us? Didn't he die on the cross for us? Why do we need another person to intercede on our behalf? And this is an objection that we hear very often from the Protestants. But this objection is answered by St. Bernard. He says that the Eternal Father gave us Jesus Christ as our advocate with himself, but then he also gave us Our Lady as an advocate with Jesus Christ. He says there is no doubt that Jesus Christ is the only mediator of justice between God and man, and our Lord can use his own merits on our behalf in order to obtain for us the pardon from God. But we human beings have a great fear at the same time of the divine majesty, which our Lord has, obviously, as God. And so this is why it was necessary that God give us another advocate that we could approach with less fear and more confidence. And this is Our Lady. He says that we can't find anyone more powerful than her except God, or more merciful to us at the same time. And St. Bernard goes even further than this. He says, if anyone is afraid to approach Our Lady, the Queen of Mercy, who has no severity or anything that should frighten us, she is only goodness itself to everyone, then that is an insult to her. If we are afraid to approach her, we should only be filled with confidence and love. St. Alphonsus concludes this beautiful chapter in his book by a very inspiring story that should give us an idea of Our Lady's power and how seriously she takes care of everyone who shows her even the least bit of honor. St. Alphonsus says that one day he and some other priests were preaching a mission in a church, and after the sermon in this mission, he and the other priests heard confessions. He says there was an old man who went to confession to one of the priests after the sermon, and he told the priest, "Father, our Blessed Lady has granted me a great grace." He told the priest that for 35 years he had made numerous sacrilegious confessions because there was a sin that he was always afraid to confess. And in those many years, he had been in numerous very serious dangers, many times in which he had almost died many times in his life. And he says that if he had died in any one of those dangers he had been in, he would have gone straight to hell. But now Our Lady had obtained for him the grace to come and confess all of his sins. And when the priest heard this, he was amazed at this story, and he asked this man what devotion he had practiced to Our Lady to receive such great protection from her all these years, and finally to be brought back to sanctifying grace. And this was a very extraordinary grace this man had received. And the man said that during all this time, he had fasted from dairy products on Saturday as a little mortification in honor of Our Lady. That was all he had done, and he gave the priest permission to tell his story and to receive the absolution of his sins. And we can hope, quite likely, he was saved. So we should just imagine that if Our Lady gave this man such an extraordinary protection, even being such a great sinner for most of his life, because of a small amount of mortification he did for her, but that he did consistently for a very long period of time, let's remember that too, then how much more will she help anyone who is trying their best to live a life of virtue and to say their prayers devoutly and love God? If we do those things and we ask for Our Lady's protection also, she will give us that much more help. This shows us how important and essential it is to have this devotion in our spiritual life. So let us think about all these things in the month of May. Let us show as much honor as we can to Our Lady. Remember her love for us and her protection of us. Let us go to her in all of our needs, both spiritual and temporal. Remember how she is constantly watching over us and protecting us. And if we do that, we can be confident that she will bring us to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.